right. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that was Anibal Tolake. Great show. He's been doing it for like over 25 years. One of the legends here on WMFO 91.5 Medford. And now it's time for 1,000 Points of Light. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And this is, if you're just tuning in, you're lucky because this is part two of my show series devoted to Mark Lanegan's memoir, Sing Backwards and Weep. We had part one, which was a combination of the Screaming Trees stuff and his solo material and with other stuff weaved in or woven in. But what we're doing now, what we're doing tonight is just, he name drops so much stuff. He references so much music, a lot of music that's inspired him or that he's been inspired by, and it's sort of used it in terms of writing new material for his own solo records or for the Screaming Trees stuff. And so we're going to, since there's so many artists and records mentioned, we're going to have a show devoted just to that. So none of his stuff, really, but music from close personal friends, like we're going to hear from Gun Club and also some of the artists that he's been inspired by. And it's just artists that he toured with, like the Poster Children or Ministry or Hole. And so that's sort of what's going on here. All right, so first up, Calvin Johnson from Beat Happening, artist that really inspired him, that he was very close with. Maybe still is. He's still around, shockingly. So that's what's going to, you know, Beat Happening is from that part of the country. They're from the Northwest. And, excuse me, I'm just trying to get the song to come up. He had his own label called K Records, and Beat Happening was an immensely influential band for Lanegan. This is Our Secret from Beat Happening, the record, self-titled. Thank you very much. 91.5 Medford.
Yeah. Back the ending.
Oh, yes, the noise can only be of the birthday party, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Kind of like a post-punk avant-garde group, Nick Cave's first band, Mr. Clarinet is what that was called, from Hee Haw. Prior to that, Pond with Young Splendor from their self-titled debut, and they're a band on Sub Pop that toured with Screaming Trees, and, you know, much of the book is about, like, Mark Lanegan struggling with heroin addiction and failing, mostly, searching for like-minded folks that he could... you know, use his addiction, or that he could, I guess, enablers, you might call them. And there was someone in Pond who was, I think the drummer, was someone that he connected with on that level. Prior to that, The Fall with Wings from the Perverted by Language record. Shout out to Ed Bordis on that one. And Beat Happening started off the show with Our Secret from the Beat Happening record. I don't know if that's their debut, but that's the name of it. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. And so... again, if you're just joining us, you missed a great first set. And this is our show, second of two, devoted to Mark Lanegan's memoir, Sing Backwards and Weep, as I'm looking back on the title to make sure I get it right. And, you know, it's funny. I saw an interview with him recently. He didn't look so good. I think he's missing most of his teeth. So, yeah, he had a real struggle there with drugs, but doing much better now. So, you know, we're very supportive of that here in 1,000 Points of Light. Okay, up next, the Groundhogs. A band that started off in the 70s, and then it's, you know, if you listen to them, you can kind of see how they were an influence on not just Lanegan, but on the Screaming Trees as well. This is Cherry Red from the record Split, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I'm Thank you. warp forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that warp forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that warp forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that warp forces draw the same that burn crosses. They told ya. Now you do what 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 they told ya. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Now you do what they told ya. 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 Under control. Now you do what they told ya. Under control. Now you do what they told ya. Under control. Now you do what they told ya. Under control. Now you do what they told ya. Under control. Now you do what they told ya. Under control. Now you do what they told ya. Under control. Now you do what they told ya.
Yes, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, in all its glory, and Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name, from their self-titled debut. Before that, The Leaving Trains, with She's Looking at You, from the Killtoons record. And then that was a Poster Children, they're kind of a cute little band from the 90s, Junior Citizen, from the album of the same name. And then we started things off with that crazy acid rock trip of the Groundhogs. That was Cherry Red, the 2003 remastered version from Split, the 50th anniversary. I have to say, I've never heard of them before. They were an early influence on, maybe not Mark Lanegan, but at least the Screaming Trees, Van Conner, and his brother Lee. they were big into that, and that was sort of how they started off. So it's like, it's kind of a mistake to lump all those Seattle bands together into grunge. A lot of them had their own sound and were different, and the Trees, early Trees stuff was very like acid rock, and that's where we get Groundhogs in our show tonight. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So we're rolling right along. This is our second of two in a two-part series devoted to Mark Lanegan's memoir, Sing Backwards and Weep. And so this is all the music that he name-checked in the book, and there's quite a bit of it. I probably won't get to it all. We're definitely not having a third show, I know, devoted to this. No way. Two is about all I can muster. So let's move on. There is some like punk stuff, and there's also like the acoustic stuff, and there's kind of stuff from out there. So it's important that we get it all in, or as much as we can. And up next, we're going to hear from Napalm Beach. This is Holy Ground from the Fire, Air, and Water record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Walking on holy ground, I don't know how long I'll be around. I can hear the sound of trumpets blowing, coming down. Don't wanna live here. Give me time to prove that. For all I know, there's things I haven't done yet. Walking on holy ground, the feeling will astound. The dirt is such a brown. Remove your shoes at the edge of town. Go back and tell the people you saw a falling star. It was a sign from heaven. You can't stay where you are. Walking on holy ground, I don't know how long I'll be around. I can hear the sound of trumpets blowing, coming down. Don't wanna leave here. Give me time to prove that. For all I know, there's things I haven't done yet. Yeah. Walking on holy ground, I don't know how long I'll be around.
Come down to the lake.
When I'm down and make a call, got the number written on the wall. First is busy, then I'm talking. Oh, she talking to Rudy B. here. I got a number and it starts to ring. I get excited and I start to think.
Yes, Cheap Trick, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's She's Tight from the 1982 release One-on-One. Prior to that, The Gun Club with Sex Beat from the Fire of Love record. Jeffrey Lee Pierce, a close friend of Mark Lanegan, so he needed to get that in there. You know, there's so many people in the book who Lanegan becomes friends with, and many of them pass away, a lot of them due to drugs. Jeffrey Lee Pierce did not pass away due to drugs, but it's somebody he lost who was close to him nevertheless. And so there's a lot of that kind of loss in the book, in his memoir. Before that, Agent Orange with It's in Your Head from the This Is the Voice record. And then we heard from Napalm Beach, Holy Ground from Fire, Air, and Water, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here on this Sunday evening. It's almost 9 o'clock, and we're really kind of rolling through this second of a two-part series devoted to Mark Lanegan's memoir, Sing Backwards and Weep, which is... quite an interesting read. And you know, at first I was kind of like, this is lame, I want to hear more about the music. But you know, kind of like the whole point was really the whole time, or for a good chunk of the time when he was doing when he was a musician, he was really also an addict. And it was sort of being an addict and dealing with that and hearing or seeing the day-to-day struggles that he had to go through as an addict. It's sort of it's more than just a cautionary tale. It really just sort of lays everything bare for what it's like, what life is like as an addict. And so that in itself was, I think, not something that you see and hear every day in a memoir. And that's what's interesting about that, if not to get off topic, but I read Anthony Bourdain's memoir, Kitchen Confidential, and he was also a user of heroin, but he didn't talk about that in his book at all. You just sort of had to read through the lines to figure out what was going on after he'd lost a few jobs and he was like working in some weird... like Chinese restaurant on Canal Street, then you kind of have to assume that it's because of, you know, his addictions that he had fallen so far from one of the best restaurants in New York City to some random Chinese place. So anyway, two different approaches. Obviously, a lot of time had passed between those two memoirs, their published dates. Still interesting. All right, let's move on. Up next, Booker T and the MGs. This song, Green Onion, is very important to Lanegan. We're going to play that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Thank you.
I've got dreams, dreams to remember. I've got dreams, dreams to remember. Honey, I saw you there last night. Another man's arms holding you tight. Nobody knows what I feel inside. All I know, I walked away and cried. I've got dreams to remember. Listen to me.
I've got dreams to remember.
I know you said he was just a friend, but I saw him kiss you again. Eyes of mine, they don't fool me. Why did he hold you so tenderly? I've got dreams to remember. Listen, honey.
I've got dreams.
Rough dreams. Said he was just a friend, but I saw you kiss him again and again. These eyes of mine, they don't fool me. Why did he hold you so tenderly? I've got dreams to remember. Listen to me, mama.
Clear, clean water for to quench my